Chapelboro.com presents High School Football with Matt Paul. Tune in each week for special interviews, stats, highlights, and gridiron talk with players and coaches. And tune in each Friday night to 97.9 FM, WCHL, and Chapelboro.com for two local high school football games. And now, here's your host, Matt Paul.
Here is a chat with Northwood football coach Bill Hall, also as part of Rand Northam's The Grid High School Football on WCHL. Welcome, Coach Hall, and thanks for your time.
Glad to be here, as always.
And you must be excited about the start of the season.
We are. You know, we've had a really good summer, and it's the scrimmage is with, and we're ready to play one that counts.
Well, speaking of which, first up, what about your first opponent, East Chapel Hill?
Well, they're like us. We're in the spread. They're in the spread. They got some good-looking kids, so I'm not real familiar with the names yet, but they run that offense. Looks good. He's dangerous. Quarterback is good. Throws the ball. Recently, they look pretty good defensively, so it should be quite a battle.
Well, speaking of which, your segues for me are excellent because I was going to opening at home. What kind of an advantage is that for you?
Well, I like it. I think it's a small advantage. The jitters get out for both teams. It's still a ball game, and it may be a little better to be a visiting team that game because you don't worry about getting the field line.
You're a pro at that now, so that's not right.
I tell you what, it's behind the scenes what people don't see. Anyway, you know, it's good to be at home. It's also military appreciation night Northwood Friday night. So if you're Friday night and we got the Army coming out doing some special things, so it should be a great evening.
Outstanding. I didn't expect to get choked up on my first podcast, but certainly the military personnel are unbelievable in this country. We have the greatest military in the world. We're really blessed by that. Tell me about your offense heading into the opener against East Chapel Hill.
Well, we brought in a new coach to run the offense this year, and East Chapel Hill is probably very familiar with this coach. Their former head coach, Bill Renner, is now my offensive coordinator, so we've gone to the 4 and 5 wide look offensively. Kids have learned it. They worked all spring and summer learning it and have bought in, and so we're looking for some exciting things offensively for us this year.
Speaking of which, you have that sophomore wideout I read about on chapelboro.com who has All-State aspirations. Is he that good, or do you want him to kind of tone it down a little bit?
Well, you know, that's B.J. Harrington, and B.J. is he's my defensive coordinator's son, and he's been around this program for – you know, this is my 13th year as a head coach, and BJ's been right here with us every day, you know, all the practices and stuff. So he's pretty good. Unfortunately, first day of contact, he bruised his kidney, so he hadn't been in any action as far as scrimmages. So, you know, Friday night will be his first game action. So, you know, hopefully he's going to be good to go.
Bruised kidney is not fun.
No, he's never had an injury, so this was a tough little week or two for him, but you know, he should be good to go Friday.
That's the key. As long as he's not going to miss a game, that's very exciting for him, and I'm sure it'll be a fun time. Tell me about your defense.
Defensively, you know, we're lining up in a 4-3 defense. We have all four of our defensive linemen returning. You know, two of them were all-conference last year in Jay Williams and Elijah Washington. Other two were honorable mention all-conference, Hunter Blackman and Brady Koning. And the good thing about that is Jay Williams is the only senior this year. The other three are juniors. So we're excited about them. Our linebacking core, young, two guys have varsity game experience. You know, the rest of them are coming up from JV. And our secondary is young. No varsity experience back there. But we're quick, and hopefully with the experience on that D-line, that'll help those young linebackers and secondary out a lot.
And back to Jay Williams for a second. I always love that when they have the same name as a famous – I think you know where I was going with that already. But I love that when they have the same name as a famous athlete. Jay Williams, certainly a man of character there at Duke and now as an ESPN commentator.
Right.
I always love that. Get a kick out of that. Does he take teasing for that too here?
We have plenty of other reasons to tease him. He's a good kid. He's been in the program four years and varsity experience for 4 years. We give him a hard time a whole lot on a whole lot of other reasons.
that's to be expected. Ball players need to be able to joke around a little bit and keep things light, and life's too short, and these games are very fast, aren't they?
Yeah, they sure are.
Which, speaking of which, tell me about your schedule as we wrap up this first high school football podcast here, Matt Paul Football, or something like that. I called it. I'll have to get used to the name myself. But your schedule, opening with East Chapel Hill, and then you have another next home game, if I recall. How do you like how your schedule falls? That you have anything
right
to do with it.
Unfortunately, we've only got 5 home games this year, and another unfortunate thing is 2 of them are the first 2 weeks of the season. So we have East Chapel Hill this week. We have Southern Lee here next week. Then we're on the road at Jordan Matthews, our bounty rival, and then
out to Siler City.
Over Siler City. And then we go up to Carlsbad, the defending 2A state runner-up.
Oh.
And so, you know, it's not an easy schedule, but we get a bye week, and then we start into conference play, and in my opinion, probably the toughest 3A conference in the state. You know, you got Orange in there that went to the fourth round of the 3A playoffs last year. You got Chapel Hill, third round of the 3A. Cardinal Gibbons, who, you know, in my opinion, probably would have played for a state championship last year in 3A had Stan Cavage not gotten hurt in the second round of the state playoffs. And then you got 4A perennial power, Southern Durham, dropping down to 3A in this conference. So, you know, it's from top to bottom, this is a tough conference. And, you know, and I didn't even mention Oxford Webb and Northern Vance and Cedar Ridge. I mean, so it's going to be a battle each week. We got to be ready to go every night.
It's almost, as we wrap up again, it's almost a good thing you have that week off after Carlsbad to kind of get your find your bearings a little bit, huh?
Well, and we hadn't had a bye week over the last couple of years. The state was playing 11 games in 11 weeks, and thankfully they gave us that bye week back. It's something all the football coaches asked for, and the state granted it back to us, and I think that's going to help us. It's going to help everybody.
Well, outstanding, Coach Paul. I appreciate you coming on the program here, my first high school football podcast on WCHL, chapelboro.com. And have a great season.
I appreciate it and look forward to doing these every week.
You've been listening to High School Football with Matt Paul exclusively on chapelboro.com. Tune in next week for more Gridiron Talk and each Friday night to hear your favorite team on the gridiron. Visit chapelboro.com's Championship Sports High School Football page for schedules and results.